You're tuned to WQCS and HD1.
If you're a licensed driver in the state of Florida, sharing the road with a motorcyclist who doesn't wear a helmet is not uncommon. You must be 21 years of age and have a minimum of $10,000 of medical insurance if you're going to operate a motorcycle without a helmet. This law came into effect in 2001. Since then, Florida's fatality rate for motorcyclists increased to 55%, according to the CDC.
I enjoy the freedom of the wind in my face and in my hair.
John Stawhood is the owner of Bud's Chrome Nuts in Port St. Lucie. He has long hair down his back, and he usually wears a cap. He enjoys the freedom of not wearing a helmet when riding a motorcycle, but he acknowledges it's not always a smart thing to do.
I've fallen at 5 miles an hour and knocked myself out.
Whether you're going to wear a helmet or not should be a decision made by the motorcyclist, Stawhood says, despite recently losing a close friend who was in a motorcycle accident.
He was only doing about 40 miles an hour, and he spent a year in the hospital, and he did not have a helmet on, and all the injuries that why he had to stay in the hospital were all brain-related.
Stawhood's son, Derek Stawhood, is the technician for Bud's Chrome Nuts. He stands roughly 6 feet tall, and he's always eager to speak on wearing helmets when riding a motorcycle.
Just common sense in general, you should always wear your helmet while you ride your motorcycle.
Stawhood walks us through a moment where he nearly saved a customer's life because the person strongly refused to wear a helmet.
We actually basically gave it to him and said, you have to wear a helmet. And within a week, he fell at about 55 miles an hour. And we have the helmet here, and it's all scratched up.
What do you think would have happened if he was not wearing that helmet?
Would have been a lot worse. He probably wouldn't be riding today.
According to the Tampa Bay Tribune, wearing a helmet decreases your chances of being killed by 40%. Florida ranks third for motorcycle fatalities in the country, and the fatality rate is expected to get worse with the amount of licensed motorcyclists increasing each year. Angela Hale is a producer for ACCH Insurance Agency in Port St. Lucie with over 100 clients who are motorcyclists. She explains why it's important to have more than the minimum of $10,000 of insurance.
It can be very costly just as a regular motor vehicle accident.
The cost of treating head injuries more than doubled to $44 million since this law was changed, according to the CDC. And one out of four motorcyclists who were hospitalized had medical costs less than the $10,000 minimum that's required.
All the expenses come in from my pocket and all the other citizens of the state of Florida that has to pay into this pool to support all these individuals that are illegally out there riding or without insurance.
Dr. Frank Caniti is a neurologist for the Florida Center for Headache and Sports Neurology. Dr. Caniti talks about the effects on the brain after getting into a motorcycle accident.
They may have significant memory loss. They may be vegetative, even in a coma, for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Caniti says the brain is not able to survive contact when on a motorcycle.
The brain is a jello inside of a closed skull. So it's oftentimes the rapid change in speed where the motorcycle may be going down the road at 45 miles an hour. They hit a stationary object. They may stop, but their brain will keep moving inside the skull.
Even though motorcyclists continue not to wear helmets, Dr. Caniti strongly hopes they understand the risk that's at hand. For an archive of this story, you can visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.